This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The man we call Treasury Secretary, and others see as Finance Minister, today begins a five-country tour of Asia. Jack Lew plans to press China on its generally low currency that makes it easier for China to sell its merchandise in the U.S. He's also proselytizing for a new trade agreement, Shannon Mullen reports.
The 12 would-be member countries in the Trans-Pacific Partnership make up almost 40% of the global economy. The U.S., Japan, Malaysia, and the rest have been trying to close the free trade deal for 3 years.
It requires political compromise. And generally in these cases, people don't do that until they have no other choices.
Robert Lawrence is a professor of international trade and finance at Harvard.
People like, you know, the Treasury Secretary's stature are going to be what it takes to make these compromises politically feasible.
U.S. priorities include the free flow of data across borders. And our trade partners? Jeff Schott is with the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
We have a Congress that has not yet acted on a farm bill, and we have a number of restrictions that other countries want to see lifted. Everyone has something that they're going to have to put into the pot.
And just 6 more weeks before their self-imposed deadline to do it. I'm Shannon Mullen for Marketplace.